Come on in, come on in. Terrific Tuesday to you. I'm Coy Wire. This is CNN 10, the best 10 minutes in news. Yesterday, May 1st, did you know, was May Day in many countries around the world, commemorating the historic struggles and gains made by workers and the labor movement, much like Labor Day here in the U.S. But in France yesterday, the holiday turned ugly in Paris as police battled in workers' union-organized protests with people raging against President Emmanuel Macron's decision to raise the retirement age last month. The looming decision has been fought persistently and violently for several months. In January, strikes in cities all across France disrupted train services, planes, schools, and businesses across France as more than 1 million people protested at once. But nothing has stopped French leaders from officially signing into law the very unpopular change to France's pension system. The country's Constitutional Council, which is similar to the Supreme Court here in the U.S., approved raising the retirement age from 62 to 64 last month. Some of France's most powerful unions say they're going to keep fighting. For his part, French President Emmanuel Macron believes the current system, relying on the working population to pay for a growing age group of retirees, is no longer fit for purpose. And it is worth noting that this new, higher pension age will still keep France well below the norm in Europe and in many other developed economies. These protests are nothing new to the French, though. Our Melissa Bell reports to us from Paris about the long history of protests and strikes in France.
Whether it's over a million protesters on the streets against pension reform or demonstrations against infrastructure planning, pesticide bans, or the rise in the cost of living, France is no stranger to protests and strike action. In fact, the country consistently ranks amongst those most affected by industrial action in Europe. And for national rail workers alone, there hasn't been a single year without some kind of strike action since 1947. So why do the French protest and strike so much? The origins of the spirit of protest here in France go right back to the French Revolution. And we've had a reminder of that historical thread, the casserolade, the protest with pots and pans, of which we've seen a resurgence. That goes right back to medieval times. We saw it again in the 1830s in a revolution that led to the abdication of Charles X. There is also, of course, the question of the famous droit acquis. These are rights that have been acquired, hard won, and that the French don't want to give up. France does seem to protest more readily and often than many other countries, and that goes back to that social pact that was created after World War II. The French are very attached to it and will take to the streets to protect whatever part of it they feel is under assault. There is also a history of very strong trade unions in this country and the historical fact that protests can have an effect on the politics of the time.
10-second trivia. Talking royalty now. At which of these British landmarks would you see the crowning of a king or queen? Buckingham Palace, Tower of London, Westminster Abbey, or St. Paul's Cathedral? Westminster Abbey has been the coronation location for every single British monarch since the year 1066. It's a pretty big deal happening in Westminster Abbey this weekend as King Charles III will officially be crowned on Saturday. According to Buckingham Palace, an expected 3,000 guests will attend the coronation versus the 8,000 who gathered for the late Queen Elizabeth's crowning. King Charles became king following the death of his mother in September. Queen Elizabeth II reigned for 70 years, having become queen at the age of 25. King Charles is expected to sit upon his coronation chair, which has been used by monarchs for more than 700 years. But listen to this. His crown is estimated to be worth more than $4 million, and it's all blinged out with gold, rubies, sapphires, garnet, and more. It weighs more than 5 pounds, making the phrase "heavy as the head that wears the crown" quite literal. Max Foster is in London with more.
Not since 1953 have we had a glimpse of this sacred moment. The crowning of a monarch. Queen Elizabeth, then just 27, thrust to the throne after her father's untimely death. Her coronation designed to introduce the young queen to the world and give a morale boost to post-war Britain. 70 years on, and amidst a cost-of-living crisis, King Charles's coronation will have many of the same traditions incorporated, albeit slightly toned down. Up to 2,800 guests in Westminster Abbey, CNN understands, versus the 8,000 who gathered for the late Queen's.
The King has actually ruffled some feathers by not inviting many members of the ancient nobility, including some of the dukes, in fact. But instead, actually, the King's invited members of the community, so charitable workers, for example. God save
our... A sign, perhaps, that Charles wants to make the monarchy more accessible, though much of the pomp and ceremony will, of course, remain. The coronation is first and foremost a religious ceremony. It culminates in the king's anointing with holy oil, which has been consecrated in Jerusalem.
It's seen as symbolising the king's commitment to God, because, of course, he's a very religious man himself. He's now the head of the church. It's a sacred moment.
His wife, Camilla, will also be anointed and crowned. Charles's sons, William and Harry, will be there, although Harry's wife, Meghan, will remain at home in California with their two young children. It remains to be seen what role Harry will play in proceedings now that he's stepped back from his senior royal duties.
For many in Britain, the coronation is about more than just another public holiday. There'll be street parties up and down the UK, and thousands will come here to Buckingham Palace to witness the famous balcony moment, to see for the first time the newly crowned King and Queen.
Many more will line the streets for the coronation procession, just as they did for Queen Elizabeth 7 decades ago. The King and Queen will travel in this gilded carriage accompanied by a huge military procession. Nighttime rehearsals spotted in the streets of London as the capital gears up for a moment in history. Max Foster, CNN London.
Did you know giant anteaters can get up to 8 feet long? But listen to this. Their tongue is 2 feet long, and they can flick it in and out of their mouths 150 times per minute, more than 2 times per second. Bet you can't do that. Today's story, getting a 10 out of 10, is about a sweet anteater named Yuri in North Carolina, and all she wants to do is catch some Z's. Jeannie Mose has more.
What is this thing, and why is his keeper having such a hard time waking him up? Rub his ears, give him his favorite treat, avocado. Still, he puts his paw over his ear. Yuri, the 22-year-old giant anteater, just covers his head with his tail, a built-in blanket.
This is an everyday thing for me, is getting this boy out of bed is difficult.
The Greensboro, North Carolina Science Center captioned the video, "Our sweet forever teenager."
Come on, Yuri, come on!
It went massively viral. Who doesn't relate? Just 5 more minutes. What does he have to get up for? Is he late for something? Let him sleep. But Yuri, named after the vacuum cleaner brand Eureka, needs to get up and take his meds mixed in avocado. 22 is ancient for an anteater. In the wild, they only live to about 14.
Are anteaters dangerous? I read they could disembowel you with their claws.
That is totally true. So we actually don't go in with Yuri when he's awake and walking around like this.
Check out the claws on this itchy anteater in South America. No wonder keeper Kelly Roush held Yuri's leg.
Don't give me the claw.
In case he woke up on the wrong side of the bed.
Aw, I feel bad for anteaters. They must be so lonely, being that there's no such thing as an uncle eater. All right, that's about all we have time for now. But first, hello to all of our friends in Federal Way, Washington. We're sending a huge shout out to Decatur High School. You rock. Thanks for subscribing and commenting on our CNN YouTube channel. See you tomorrow, everyone. I'm Coy Wire, and we are CNN 10.